This is the BBC.
Here's the podcast on today's show, Bumbleo Wednesday. Loads of people didn't know who Tim Berg was. We celebrate Harry Styles' birthday, Greg's on Real or No Real, we play a dangerous game involving one of our bosses, and we find out what guys really want from a girl. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Me and Chris had full-on football bants last night.
I was so impressed with your concern before I went to the Watford-Arsenal game last night. You're like, so you're playing Arsenal, are you? It's like, yeah. And I was there with my best mate as well, so I think you were trying to join in a little bit.
No, but then I forgot who you were playing. I left and then came back to you after I'd left the building.
That's right.
Hang on, who are they playing? You're like, Arsenal. And I was like, all right, cool. And then I realised you were going to Arsenal Stadium, so Watford are probably playing Arsenal,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I tried.
It was the fact that you then said, is that going to be possible?
Yeah.
Which was actually, although weirdly worded, a very, very fair question.
Yeah, and then my text later, you won, and then in capitals, how?
Yeah.
And you put, massive win, not sure, but it's so, so good. We just played really well.
Yeah, it was such a good game.
We. Annie and Aberdeen.
Do you hate that?
Yeah, absolutely. I've talked about this before. You had nothing to do with it. Don't
yes,
say
I
we.
Did.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
Don't say we.
Oh, my word. You're going to wind up every football fan. So you don't like the fact that people support a team and they say we?
Well, what have you done for it?
What have I done?
Yeah.
I've supported them.
But you're not part of the team, so why is it
I
we?
I pay money for
I'm not,
tickets
I'm not being
that
rude,
go
I'm
towards
just,
the wages of the player.
I don't
what
understand
do you mean
why
we?
I don't
what
understand.
Is a we?
Well, because you're saying like, you're one of them and you didn't do it.
You're something else.
I'm just trying to learn.
When you
this.
Go to Eurovision,
yeah.
Let's say United Kingdom won.
Yeah.
You'd say that, oh, we've won Eurovision.
We. Oh, yeah, I suppose I would, actually.
I think it's similar to
okay, that. Okay, I get you. I'm not being rude, I just didn't quite get it, because, like, what did you do? But how, well done.
How dare you? Well, thank you, yeah, it's a massive result.
Annie in Aberdeen says, I really don't like football, but I really thought you'd like to know that I got so excited for you when I saw that Watford score last night. Well done. See? Everyone's pleased for you. It's
thanks,
great.
Annie.
Scott Mills.
That's you, mate, at six. Mine's a Jameson. Swear on BBC Radio 1. I love those boys. That line is slightly annoying.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're going to say it then. The song's great. There's one line in that song which...
And you always do it.
It makes me go, mine's a Jameson. It makes me curl up.
We're going to discuss things like this later in the week. Little bits of songs. Like, you love the song, but there's like a little bit that you're like, oh!
It's an irrational hatred, I know.
Yeah. Because it's a great song. Okay, I don't want to come back to this football thing, but... And I know that I've annoyed a lot of people by saying that when you say, or anyone who's a football fan says, we played well last night, then, like, I shouldn't call you out on that.
Mm. Well, yeah, it's perfectly fine for a football fan to say we. And in fact, you're annoying a lot of people,
I know,
including
I
me,
no, but
by suggesting that.
No, but this is from Helen now, just sent this in. So would you say we sang really well at Beyonce last night?
It's a different game.
But it's the same thing, because... Like,
it's not the same thing.
They're performing.
You cannot say.
Beyonce's performing.
A Beyonce
performing.
Performance
yeah, I
is
thought
the
we
same.
Sang, I thought we sang really well at Beyonce last night. Not the same?
No.
I'm going to stop now.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
A while back now, we played a game called Boss Chicken, where we call one of our bosses here at Radio 1 and do something really quite awkward and push things to the limit. Last time we did it, the call ended up with one of our big bosses, Reese, saying this to us.
Yeah, can you come and see me when you finish the show, both of you?
Okay. All right, then.
In my office.
I've never been so panicked. We're going to do another one next.
Scott Mills.
A few months ago, one of our bosses here started putting some photos on Instagram. Now, he's kind of the boss of us when we make a video for iPlayer. He's in charge.
Yeah.
He's like the
he's
main
brilliant.
Man. Yeah. He's great at his job. But this guy has recently really upped his fitness game.
We've previously spoken about this, haven't we?
He's doing one of those kind of 90-day programs where you just get buff.
Mm.
And it's caused a little bit of a stir here in the office at Radio 1. As part of this 90-day plan that he's doing, I think you have to do, like, daily photos to see the progress with no shirt on.
Mm. Yes.
Completely topless.
And he's completely topless and sort of posing to show how good he looks. He is looking great.
Yeah. And it's become the thing not to mention in the Radio 1 office.
I mean, he really is looking fit.
The thing is, right, I don't know about you, Chris, since these topless shots have started, I've not been able to actually look at him at all in the office. I mean, let's put it this way. He's really been following the plan. The latest pictures...
Well, I follow him on Instagram. You don't follow him, do you?
I can't bring myself to.
Well, the problem is now you can't follow him because you... And you've said this to me. You're worried about following him and then it looking like you're just following him because of the pictures he's putting up on Instagram.
Yeah.
Well, we both have said this as well, that he's doing so well that we would both like to compliment him.
Yeah.
But we've never really found the moment. It's a tricky thing to do in the office.
Yeah, he's like, oh, mate, I like your pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, by the way, you're looking really great. Yeah. Good gains from the week before.
Yeah. So we've not mentioned it to him at all. It's the elephant in the room. But today, one of us is going to mention it because it's time to play Boss Chicken. Right, here's what's going to happen. We're going to ring this guy. His name is called Phil. We've just checked by walking past the office. He's in a meeting at the moment. He is looking fit on Insta. So we're going to call him right now. And as we're calling, me and Chris will take it in turns to say the phrase... You've got a lovely chest.
I mean, if we are going to confront him with a compliment, which has been a long time coming, this is quite a compliment, Scott.
So whoever it lands on, as we're each saying, you've got a lovely chest, when he answers the phone, has to say that line to him clearly and in full. But who's it going to land on? You've got to say it like you really mean it if it lands on you, OK?
And what's the phrase again?
You've got a lovely chest.
I mean, this is funny, but it's also awkward.
So awkward.
This is a colleague.
Well, then what happens in the conversation afterwards? We'll work that out later.
Yeah.
I don't know why this is so hard, because we're actually saying something really nice to him. It's a massive compliment. He's looking brilliant.
Yeah. But it is a bit out of the blue, this, isn't it?
It is. Well, he's going to know by the end of this feature that he's looking fit. Let's play Boss Chicken. OK, let's call him. Okay, now I'm
ready
stressed.
For this?
I'm stressed now.
Fine. Who's serving?
I'll start.
Okay.
Okay? Remember, when he picks up, whoever he picks up on has to say it.
Yes.
You've got a lovely chest.
Connect him now.
You've got a lovely chest.
You've got a lovely chest.
Got a lovely chest.
You've 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 got a lovely... Hello?
Hello, Phil speaking. Hello, Phil speaking.
You've got a lovely chest. Hello?
Hello? Hello there.
Hello, Phil, it's Scott Mills.
Scott, how are you doing?
Just wanted to say that you've got a lovely chest and you're looking well fit on Instagram.
Thanks, buddy.
I've got to go. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
See ya.
Ah! That's so good!
God!
You just said that to him.
Ah! Oh, God!
Well, that doesn't make things awkward anymore.
No! I'll never be able to see him again. What am I going to do?
Oh, God. He's so nice. You've got a lovely chest.
Oh, God.
You might as well give him a follow on Instagram now.
I might as well, hadn't I?
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, you all right?
Hello, who's that?
It's Joe from Oxford.
Joe, how can I help you?
Just ringing up to say I've managed to track down you have a lovely chest, man, and I can vouch for it. He has got a lovely chest.
Hasn't he, though? One of our colleagues, though, one of our bosses. So if you didn't hear this, we played Boss Chicken in the last half hour. Me and Chris take it in turns to say, you've got a lovely chest, to a guy that's looking buff from our office on Instagram.
He's been doing one of those, he's been doing one of those workout things, posting pictures on Insta.
So we say it as the phone rings, and whoever he picks up on has to say it, and it landed on me.
How are you speaking?
You've got a lovely chest.
Oh. Oh, so no. Good. To be fair, though, I think, even though you're feeling awkward right now, it's kind of broken the awkwardness, because we've been thinking this for ages.
Yeah.
But now it's been said, it's great.
It's all out there. But do you agree, Joe? Top shape, isn't he?
Top shape. Abs are probably better, to be honest.
Abs are better, do you think? What about those lovely arms?
Well, I wouldn't go too far, but...
What made you search him out on Instagram or just fancied it?
Well, I'm into the diet stuff and then went on his and it just seemed to be him eating a load of pizza. So I'm not sure how he's quite done it. But...
Well, it's working for him anyway.
Yeah, no.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so that guy we just had on the phone, Joe from Oxford, he's looking at the wrong Phil on Instagram.
Yeah.
Mistaken identity. That's not our boss at all.
The pizza comment was sort of raised eyebrows here, but yeah, we see what you've done here. Wrong Phil.
And if our Phil's listening, he must be really confused. Is he out there in the office?
Yeah,
I've been eating pizzas. I've been eating fish and a rice cake.
The Phil he's talking about is someone I follow, and all his pictures are him basically topless and eating pizza.
But he's fit.
He's a very fit guy, yeah.
Yeah, but he's only eating pizza for the Instagram, isn't he? He's not eating pizza.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You don't get to look like that through pizza. Really not. Anyway, mistaken identity, that's not our guy at all. All right, then, it's Wednesday. Let's get this party started.
Hello, Phil speaking.
You've got a lovely chest. Ridiculous.
I don't want you to send me a nude. I want you to take me out in a boat on a lake.
Classic. From Monday.
I'm almost tempted to enter myself.
Thank God.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting fresh, but...
Memories.
Quaddy girls, Donga hut.
You're going straight in my basket.
Played. Okay, downward spiral to the weekend. Come on, let's bumbleo together.
We are halfway through this working week.
You've got a lovely chest.
It's my new favourite, that.
It's a great phrase. Come on, where are you? 81199. Gaz and Kent's back on. Natalie is bumbling her lovely chest off in Bedfordshire. Her words. Bumbling in Papua New Guinea. That's Robbo, originally from Reading, probably our furthest away listener today. What a gap, says Ellie and Hannah in the lab in Milton Keynes. Bumbleo. Early finish at work because of hospital appointment, but so glad I made it for the gap. I'm going crazy for it. That's Pete in Sheffield. Tom, the pest controller, is bumbling his rat off in Lincolnshire.
I like the idea of a little rat just bumbling away today, along with the pest controller. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Enemies sort of unite to bumbleo.
Craig Bailey in Milton Keynes is at work listening and bumbleoing away. Yes. Bumbleo! Gareth is bumbleoing his laptop keys off in Tyrone. We've got Tom and Lewis in Ashbourne, Derbyshire. Amazing gap today, lads. Good memories. That's Pete in South Wales.
Clapping there.
40 days.
And one more time.
I forgot how funny that was.
What?
40 of those.
Chris Forsyth.
40 of those.
Doing his exercises. Slapping his knees. On the way home from work, ready to go skiing in Bulgaria with 17 of the lads for 4 nights. Don't put your name on it. It just says Bumbleo. Dion from Cardiff. Loving the gap, crying with laughter. And someone is missing Michael Jackson.
I see.
We can't play it every week. Blazing!
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
So we're in a situation where it's one all on bangers. Little tune to pick you up on a Wednesday afternoon. But will it be me or Chris's choice today? Rachel's going to decide in Nottingham. Hi, Rachel.
Hiya.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Are you working at the moment?
Yeah, I'm at work.
Okay. And what do you do?
I make candles and all those sorts of smelling things.
Oh, right up Scott Street here.
This is lush.
Okay, so you're 19, you work in Nottingham. Is it in a shop, is it?
It's in a little workshop. It's like an online retail-based sort of thing.
Are these normal candles, like nice scents, or are these quirky scents? You know, you can get them meat candles. I've heard about them.
That's not literally one. Everything is alcohol-scented.
What? So you've got, like, brandy or vodka-smelling candles?
With the most popular one is a Prosecco and strawberry one.
No. What about Jaeger bombs?
I've pitched it to my boss, but she said no.
Who doesn't want that smell?
Oh, that lovely smell.
Such a lush smell. It's a great smell at 2 a.m. Not so much at 2 p.m. What else do you make apart from candles?
There's popcorn, lip balms, mugs, everything, really.
Oh, wow. Do you remember Grimmy? Grimmy once had a candle that smelled of dirt.
Yeah, and it was expensive as well, wasn't it?
Sick. Scott, smell this, it smells of dirt. Actual earth. Sick. It's like, not for me, thanks. Okay, Rachel, who do you normally pick on bangers?
It used to be Chris, and it's kind of evened out a bit recently.
Okay. Diplomatic. Right, here's what I've got for you.
Yeah, Chitty Bang.
Chitty Bang, opposite of adults. Oh, that would be good to have on, wouldn't it?
That is good. I like that one. All right, Rach, you can have that, or you can have my choice, which is this. It's Tim Berg, yeah. Avicii, of course.
It's like we've swapped choices.
Seek Bromance, what a tune. Oh, what a choice today.
They are really, really good today.
They both smell good, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Both pretty good, to be fair. It's kind of a difficult choice.
But which one's Prosecco and strawberry, and which one's Jager Bob's?
Oh, I think I'm going to have to go with Chris.
No. Yes!
I've been watching you, you've been hurting too. You give all your love, nothing left to show.
Very well played there, very well
good
played.
Good bangers today.
I mean, I wouldn't have been able to choose.
Mm.
Two brilliant tracks. Chitty Bang, that was the Jager Bombs, and Tim Berg with Seek Bromance.
Strawberries and Prosecco.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2-1 to me on bangers this week, Mills.
Do you remember where you were when you found out that Tim Berg was actually Avicii?
We all remember where we were.
I can remember as clear as it was yesterday. That was, okay, that makes it 2-1 to you now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try again tomorrow.
Scott Mills.
He's been in hiding for ages, but today we need to say happy birthday to Lord Harry Styles, who is 23. Back in the day, I used to have his phone number. I used to ring him up on his birthday with all sorts of weird stuff.
Mm.
But like I said, he's gone AWOL. I mean, he's got that movie coming out soon, which I'm looking forward to seeing.
Wait,
and
is it
I think some music.
Different phone number. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
the
he changed it.
You've got,
changed it
work.
Like every 6 weeks because people find it out. And I rang it once for something and it was like, boo, that was it. But anyway, Harry, if you are listening somewhere, no doubt later he'll send a tweet going, thanks for all the birthday wishes, H. But I've rounded up some of the world's biggest stars to sing happy birthday to Harry Styles today. Who wouldn't want to get a message from Radio 1's Danny Howard?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Harry Styles, who used to be One Direction.
Happy birthday to you. Wonderful. Very sincere, that is, Scott.
No, I've also managed to get, and this is an exclusive, a message from the Minions.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Harry.
Happy birthday to you.
Katy Perry sent a special wish.
Happy birthday.
And...
Good.
And R&B legend Usher.
Oh, go shawty, it's your birthday. Ooh, it's your birthday.
You'll love this.
Go shawty, it's your birthday. Today's your day. Happy birthday
happy
to
birthday,
you.
Happy birthday, H, shawty.
One. Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
One. Okay, so not everyone knew that Tim Berg was Avicii, like Jake. Hi, Jake.
Hi, Scott.
How are you feeling?
I've just had my mind absolutely blown.
How did you not know?
Tim Berg and Avicii, same person. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, same. Why are you so shocked by this?
Wow, it's my favourite song, and I listen to it so regularly. And
you
had
still
no
didn't
idea.
Know? That's mad.
Absolutely right. Clueless.
We are so educational. One BBC Radio 1. Well, on Monday's show, some incredible revelations. Just asking you to be really honest, and all the girls were on Monday's show when we asked, what do you really want from a man? And I was going to leave it there, but then all the girls were on asking, well, hang on, well, what do the guys really want? So that's what we're going to do today. We had some great answers from the girls on Monday. Here's what this one wants.
I want him to wear a suit all the time, just for the fun of it, like Ryan Gosling.
Just a suit all the time. Practical. And this one was good.
A guy who looks good but doesn't look like he's made too much effort to look that good.
Oh, what do you mean? So he's made an effort but doesn't look like he has made an effort. And then...
I want a guy to text me back properly with correct grammar, to know the difference between your and your and there, and there. If they can't do that, then how are they possibly going to be able to write a wedding speech?
And my favourite...
I don't want you to send me a nude. I want you to take me out in a boat on a lake.
So that's what the girls wanted. But, guys, what do you really want?
And it can be anything that you really want, right? I'm just thinking my friends... I'm worried about what they would say
right.
in this situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just throw it open to the listeners and see what they say.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Right, potentially dangerous bit of the show coming up now, where we ask guys to be completely honest and say, what do you really want from a girl? Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay.
We've had so many messages in so far.
So many. All right, so let's find out. Che in Southampton, first off, what do you want from a girl?
Well, I know what you think we're going to say, because typical lad and all the rest of it, but to be honest, you know, nice picnic, walk in a park, holding hands, that'd make any bloke happy.
That's what you want, is it?
That's what we want, yeah.
How many picnics a year?
Well, as many as we can fit in with our English weather.
And romantic walk, sometimes holding hands.
Absolutely.
That's so beautiful. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thanks, Shay. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Lewis?
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
Yeah, how are you doing? All right.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get to the bottom today of what boys really want from a girl. What are you saying?
I want a girl that I can have a good gossip with.
About what?
Talk about celebrities who are following celebrities on Twitter.
Yeah.
Sit down, watch a good box set with a glass of white wine.
Yeah.
Talk about who's following who on Instagram that day.
Anything else, Lewis?
She's got to watch the Kardashians with me for definite.
Oh, massive Kardashians fan.
Absolutely.
Well, you sound like the dream guy.
Yeah, definitely.
Good to speak to you. Love you, bye.
All right, love you, bye.
All right, Joe, what are you looking for in a girl?
I just want someone that will look after my emotional needs.
Is that what you really want, Joe?
Yeah, and also someone that will give me a hug when I need one.
Yeah, you're a hugger, aren't you?
But everyone loves a hug.
I can hear it in your voice.
Good to speak to you. Love you, bye.
Thank you, love you, bye. Scott
Mills. I didn't think he'd be able to join us because of his show commitments, but he's here. God, love him.
It's show commitment.
It's Greg James. I thought it was me against him today, but then you're like, do you want me? I was like, yeah, I want you.
Yeah, I always love doing Real or No Real.
It's a laugh, isn't it?
We were doing show preparation, and A-Dot's going to be on Rage today at 5:10.
A-Dot
from the One Extra Breakfast show. She is so good on Rage.
I mean,
not a patch on you two, obviously.
No, obviously.
But she is so angry.
Generally.
No, she's great.
Well, angry dot.
Angry dot. That's what the A stands for. Yeah, I can imagine, actually. Yeah, she'd be good on that.
She's great.
So A dot on Rage after 5 o'clock. Here's today's Real or No Real.
David Beckham is so rich that he pays £22,000 a day in tax.
How's that compared to you, Scott?
That's a lot more.
Higher or lower?
Higher or lower?
What's,
a lot more.
What's higher or
higher
lower?
Than 22 grand?
What, you pay more tax?
No.
Oh.
A day? 22 grand a day. Think about it, that's a lot.
Is it in that ball?
Probably making you feel better though, eh, Chris?
Do you want to go there?
What? Just a little tax conversation yesterday after the show.
Don't call it that.
I didn't hear about this.
I know the figure Scott pays in tax.
I know yours.
Ridiculous.
I know yours.
I'm so tempted.
Stop your moaning.
Tax doesn't have to be taxing.
No.
Anyway, look, David Beckham will pay a lot of tax because he earns a lot of money. That's the theory, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And he earns a lot of money because he has so many different business enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
He's a model. He does all that kind of stuff.
Question. How does he earn his money now? Is it modelling?
It's pants, isn't it?
Is it pants? Just pants?
Well, he's got fragrance, he's got clothing, got deals, okay. Underwear.
So I'll tell you why I think the pants things works, because I always thought that was going to flop. And that's not a joke. I thought the Beckham
interesting
pants,
choice of words.
Yeah, but honestly,
why did you? It's David Beckham.
I thought
Beckham.
It was going to flop. Well, why? For that reason, because I just thought, isn't it a bit odd when you're wearing the name of someone on your pants? Like, why would that be impressive? It's not like having his name on the back of a football shirt. He's known for scoring goals, right? If you have the name on the back of the shirt, it's quite cool. But on the pants,
right?
Find that a bit odd.
I mean, but then would you not wear them then?
Well, then it got me thinking. But I wear, and I won't name him, the design that rhymes with Halvin Hwein.
Sure,
right. But then I thought to myself, well, hang on, I'm wearing his pants.
Yeah, I'm wearing Mark and Spencer's.
And have you seen him?
Huh?
Who?
Well, this is the odd thing, is they're really cool pants.
Calvin
Klein. Theory. Yeah, but if you see him in real life, you're wearing this old man's pants.
Yeah, you are.
Really, really near to your region, yeah?
Yeah, you are.
But isn't that funny that you think they're fashionable?
They
even though the name, I just assumed the name was someone, the picture in my head was like the torso you see on the box.
Right,
you never
not.
See a face on the box.
Yeah, it's an old age
pension. That's not him.
You just see, no, it's not him.
No.
It's no AP, yeah. And you're wearing his pants.
You're wearing a pensioner's pants.
Would you wear Bruce Forsyth pants?
If they existed, of course.
Absolutely.
I probably would as well.
What an amazing end to a date.
I thought you did.
I probably would as well.
Imagine that.
Yeah, they're Bruce Forsyth, actually.
imagine that his name is round the band.
Yes.
And then someone's taking you, you know, you're getting a bit comfortable with someone, they take your trousers off, and then Bruce Forsyth.
But it wouldn't be
pants.
His torso on the box.
No.
Them, would it?
The same as Calvin Klein, it's not his.
Please, can a company make some Bruce Forsyth pants? I will wear them.
What are you wearing, Bruce Forsyth?
Nice. So does David Beckham pay 22 grand a day in tax, real or no real?
Just Bruce. that's quite a lot, isn't it? Probably yes.
A day?
Yeah, he's very rich.
Real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Oof. Yes, it is. So his tax bill is so big it works out at 145 grand a week. But don't worry about it, because his company, Beckham Brand Holdings Limited, made 47 million in 2015. And next.
Germany's biggest dance floor hit of last year has a chorus that simply goes, Johnny Depp, 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 Johnny Depp, Depp, Depp.
Depp.
They do like some weird dance music in Germany sometimes.
Yeah, but let's be honest, we've played worse. We do play worse.
We do
play stuff that is as sort of like that, the lyrics
well,
no, like
sometimes
that.
You mishear the lyrics, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. There's a song at the moment where I always hear different lyrics to clearly what the song is about, because it's something similar to this, where it sounds like Johnny Depp.
You don't really listen to lyrics and songs.
I don't, no. I
which
take
is weird.
The song as a whole.
I find that odd, because it's the first thing I listen for.
Is
definitely.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same with you, Greg.
100%.
See, I don't at
oh,
all.
No, yeah, obviously it's got to have a good like hook or whatever, but I've always listened to the words. Who didn't do that?
It takes a few goes of hearing it before I suddenly go, hang on, the words to this are just ridiculous.
Some of my favourite lyrics are actually by Pendulum. Have you ever actually properly read the lyrics? If you look online, look
if you
the
read them, it's really
Pendulum
funny.
Is it? Songs is one of the funniest things ever. It makes no sense at all.
Feel the power.
Put your fist up.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. It's absolute nonsense.
Yeah, feed the fire. That's ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
That's not one.
Okay, so is there a massive song, a dance floor hit from Germany that just has the chorus that says Johnny Depp, 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 Johnny Depp, 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 Depp?
Yeah, it's got to be real. Has to be.
Nah, no real.
That one's real.
Here it is. Heard all over the German resorts in Mallorca last year.
Johnny Depp.
This was massive in one of the biggest nights on the island of Mallorca, Party Schlagerwelt. And it's Lorenz Buffel's smash hit, Johnny Dapp.
It's good. I mean, this wouldn't sound out of place on my Friday dance anthem. Yeah.
That's true, you should play it.
Scott Mills.
Do you know, there's loads of lads on saying that if pants had Bruce Forsyth, like, on the band, they would wear them.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely would.
Out of you two, which one of you do you think would be the first to get the bonus, the Brucey boners?
The what, sorry?
Brucey boners.
I don't
know. For wearing them, I mean.
Oh,
like the sponsorship deal.
What's the show for on air then?
They'd probably approach Greg. He'd say no, and then I'll.
And then you'll pick it up.
I mean,
I know.
I'm a little confused.
Same.
Here's your next fact.
For only £7 this Valentine's Day, you can keep loneliness at bay by having a date with a cat instead.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
So what's this? Rent a cat for, like, just Valentine's
for the night.
Day you take
rent
in?
Rent a cat?
It's like you have a date with a cat, I think. I mean, you'd have to do most of the talking.
But you're paying for that, then?
Well, it's £7. £7.
Right, £7.
Seven? Why seven? What's this £7?
The idea is, if you're a bit lonely on Valentine's Day, you head on up to...
This is weird.
...to wherever it is, and you're not lonely, because you'll be having a date with a cat instead.
Yeah, well, but why do you want a date with a cat? Like, it's...
Because you're single and alone.
Yeah, well, then have the cat on other evenings. A bit weird for the cat on Valentine's. Poor cat turns up, candles have been put on.
It's
I take it the cat's not cooking, so you've got to cook for the cat.
Yeah,
it's all a bit weird.
Yeah, the whole thing is putting a lot of stress on that cat as well. And also, who's... I mean, normal, but that you're just... Someone... Hang on a second. So you're trying to get rid of your cat for Valentine's Day, but someone's got to pay you to cat sit.
No, there's... No,
no.
There's
okay.
A few cats knocking around. I think.
Right, there are some cats you can date.
Yeah, but it must be somebody's cat.
I'm not sure the dating thing seems. That's an oddly worded real or no real because, I mean, come on.
What's
do you have to treat it like a cat?
Yes.
But you're essentially giving your cat to someone else. Okay.
Yeah.
But they're paying you to look after your cat.
Oh, I'm really confused.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Have a laugh.
It's true that they're paying. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So it's instead of you going, can you cat sit? They go, oh, no, I can't today. Well, okay, let me rephrase that. Do you want to have a date with my cat?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
£7.
That'll be £7.
I really want to know what the answer is to this, so let's get on with it. Real or no real, Greg?
Will the cat be dressed up?
I don't know. Oh, you've really made the effort.
It turns up it's like a proper gent cat, like carrying flowers. Hello.
Chris, real or no real?
No real.
Greg?
Well... I mean, what have we had? A real, and a no real. So I think no real.
That one is real.
Yes. What? I know about this because one of my single girlfriends, got an email about this. She was sent an email by Battersea Cats and Dogs Home, who are running a feline lonely night on Valentine's evening.
Oh.
You'll be treated to a glass of bubbly and also a matchmaking session to find your favourite cat companion. So she's been single for ages, so she imagine when she gets this email.
You're confusing two different things going on here. You're not going to go out with the cat, are you?
No, but
like, I get how it's good to look after the cat, so that's nice.
It's a cat that may become yours if you get on.
But she just said she's single, like, as if she's looking.
Well, no, because she's got no man, so basically,
okay.
When she got the email, she was like, okay, I get it, I'm single, but seriously?
Yeah.
Do I really need a cat? Right.
Maybe.
So, at the end of that round of Real or No Real...
I got 10. Greg, you win. You got 20.
It's a very confusing edition of Real or No Real.
Yeah.
Got a lot of questions need answering.
Anyway. You just turn up and see which cat takes your fancy.
I'm
and
talking
then
about Bruce
Forsyth's
pants.
Oh, right. Okay.
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow, Busted are playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.